Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text Number 30. Gītam Bhagavata Jñānam.
Gītam Bhagavata Jñānam.
Gītam Bhagavata Jñānam.
Gītam Bhagavata Jñānam.
Yattat Sangrāma Mūrdhani.
Yattat Sangrama Murdhani.
Yattat Sangrama Murdhani.
Kalakarmatam Oruddham.
Punar Adhyagamat Prabhu.
Punar Adhyagamat Prabhu.
Gitam.
Instructed.
Bhagavata.
By the personality of Godhead.
Jnanam.
Transcendental knowledge.
Yat.
Which.
Tat.
That.
Sangrama Murdhani. In the midst of battle. Kala Karma.
Time and action.
Tamaruddham.
Enwrapped by such darkness.
Puna Adhyagamat. Revived them again.
Prabhu,
the Lord of his senses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of His absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually this was not the case, and again he became Lord of his senses. So please repeat. Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities. And because of his absence. It appears that. Arjuna forgot the instructions. Left by the personality of Godhead. But factually,
this was not the case.
And again he became. Lord of his senses. Purport. A conditioned soul is enwrapped in his creative activities by the force of eternal time. But the Supreme Lord, when he incarnates on the earth, is not influenced by Kala or the material conception of past, present and future. The activities of the Lord are eternal, and they are manifestations of His Atma Maya, or internal potency. All pastimes or activities of the Lord are spiritual in nature, but to the layman they appear to be on the same level with material activities. It so appeared that Arjuna and the Lord were engaged in the battle of Kurukshetra, as the other party was also engaged. But factually, the Lord was executing His mission of incarnation and association with His eternal friend Arjuna. Therefore, such apparently material activities of Arjuna did not drive him away from his transcendental position, but on the contrary, revived his consciousness of the songs of the Lord as he sang them personally. This revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita 18.65 as follows. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madyaji mam namaskuru mam eva shishyasi satyam te pratijane priyo sime. What should think of the Lord always? The mind should not forget Him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances unto Him. One who lives in that fashion becomes undoubtedly endowed with blessings of the Lord by achieving the shelter of His lotus feet. There is nothing to doubt about the eternal truth. Because Arjuna was His confidential friend, the secret was disclosed to him. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in the execution of his mission only, and therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord, and by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yattat Sangrama Murdhani Kalakarma Tamoruddham Punar Adhyagamat Prabhu. Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities and because of His absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case, and again he became Lord of his senses. So Suta Goswami is now explaining Arjuna's position. Here it is mentioned that Arjuna for a moment forgot the instructions. It looks like, right? Because if he had remembered the instruction, then he would not have behaved the way he was behaving. So this happens to us, even the devotees of the Lord. Unless you are 24/7 into Lord's service, this happens, you know. And of course, it's also because Arjuna was under the control of Yoga Maya, you know, Krishna's Yoga Maya. He was made to forget, because in all this wonderful narrations that he had about Krishna, Yudhishthir would not have heard. So this is all Lord's arrangement for his devotees, you know. Sometimes he comes to this planet and then performs so many activities. And then people think that, as Srila Prabhupada explained, people think that, oh, Lord is just like us, you know, because, so what is the difference? Duryodhana was also fighting, Lord was also fighting. So what is the difference between the two? Arjuna was also fighting, so many were fighting. The difference is that, simple, you know, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. This is the other two main reasons for Krishna to descend. Of course, he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. Whenever there is a decline in the religion, he says, I appear. But sometimes he may not even appear himself, you know, he can just send his representative, you know, Ansha avatar, Guna avatar, there are so many avatars. He can send that, but he prefers to come himself once in a while. Here he comes actually every day of Brahma. It's not a once in a while for Brahma. Brahmaji sees it every day, every day he is under Maya's, Goyoga Maya's influence. Because he performs certain activities which are not perfect. So, we see that Krishna also makes you forget things. So that when you forget and when you realize, then it becomes even more wonderful for you. Like here for Arjuna, Punaha Adhyagamat, revived them again, and then he became what? Prabhu. Prabhu means the Lord of the senses. That means he knows now that his senses are supposed to be engaged in Krishna's service. So he should not bother. Sangrama Murdhani. Sangrama Murdhani. And also here, Gitam is also Bhagavad Gita, you know. Krishna gave the instructions through Bhagavad Gita. It's also called Gita, so song. What a wonderful thing to happen, you know, like you are hearing the instructions through song. Bhagavad Gita is considered as, Gita means song, Bhagavad means Krishna, Bhagavan. So, I mean, when Arjuna and Krishna are speaking, and that's why we see some places they sing Bhagavad Gita. It's nice to do that. Okay, here is a question. Yudhishthira, in fact, was more sensitive than Arjuna. The questions which were posed by Arjuna to Krishna must have been in his mind, but we do not see Arjuna sharing them with his elder brother. It's not like, there is no comparison. If Yudhishthir was everything, then Krishna would have selected Yudhishthir. Right? The very fact that Krishna chose Arjuna to give these instructions means Arjuna is special. More special than Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira did not get so much association of Krishna. You know, imagine in the war time, the whole day Krishna is with Arjuna, morning to evening. And then they are talking and there are so many things happening there, you know. So it's no comparison. Yudhishthira Maharaj has his own place. And as Srila Prabhupada explained that, last time also we saw that, not that Arjuna forgot. Just now I explained also that Arjuna was made to forget, because then we hear all this. This all for us. Bhagavad Gita is for us, not for Arjuna. Arjuna, Krishna could have just told him in a, private room, everything. But why it was broadcasted through Arjuna? Because the whole humanity gets benefited. The same way these kathas are like that, These kathas are, Krishna katha, Hari katha is like that. It's all meant for our purification, not Arjuna's purification. You say Arjuna got it back, but what about us? So if we don't follow the instructions of Krishna through Arjuna, then we are in trouble. Okay? Arjuna did not share everything with Yudhishthira because, yes, there are some intimate moments with Krishna that he wants to wrap. Like, you have your relationship with your wife, Girish Prabhu. And then there are your children. So although you are a family, you don't share everything with everybody, right? Sometimes what you share with your children, you don't share with your wife, because wife may be sensitive on some issues. And Krishna is the most intelligent. He is Subuddhi, highest intelligent. When my Guru Maharaj gave me the initiation, he told me that. He says, Subuddhi means highest intelligent, and that's Krishna. So he says, you are servant of that Krishna. Don't think that you are highest intelligent. You are just servant. And that was really very nice of him to explain. So Krishna comes at times as per his own maya, atma maya, internal potency. And then he performs all these activities. Another reason for performing all these activities is Krishna wants us back. Krishna wants us back. And so activities, these activities are to attract us back, you know. It's like you, the child is crying and then parents are telling him, oh, this and that and rattle and, you know, chocolate and everything, right? So like that, Krishna is showing us so many things so that we may get attracted to something. Somebody, no, you are not offending at all. You know, questions are absolutely important. You should not keep anything in the mind except that, you know, and you are asking in the right mood. The mood should be of humble mood, not as a challenge. But yes, you can, no offense. If it is there, I am going to tell you. I am just representing the parampara, so I will not do some goody-goody to you, you know. I will, if it is wrong, I say wrong. But don't worry, it's perfect. So here, this verse is very interesting and very important. Actually, this comes just one verse before Sarva Dharma Parityajya. Before that, Krishna is telling, he's giving a direct instructions. Man mana, bhava, mad bhakto. Keep me in mind and then become my devotee. My devotee, mad bhakto. He is not saying you become your own devotee because you are also God, I am also God. No, he is saying, my devotee. Madhyaji, mam namaskuru. Pay your obeisances to me, do namaskar to me. Mam eva shasi satyam te. Prati jane priyosime. Let's go by translation one by one word, you know, then. Mad mana, thinking of me, bhava, just become. Mad bhakta, my devotee. Madhyaji, my worshipper. Mam unto me, namaskuru. Mam unto me, eva certainly, eshasi, you will come. Satyam, truly, to you. Prati jane, I promise. Priya, dear, asi you are to me. So here Krishna is not telling that I will give you some property, I will make you rich. You will have 3 cars and, you know, 2 bungalows in Bombay and all that. He is not telling all that. He is just saying, you will become dear to me. And for a devotee, for a sane person, this is the highest benediction. For a devotee, if Krishna gives this much, you know, then devotee is prepared to leave everything. Leave and run for that. Like today is Ram Navami also. So I am reminded, you know, what was the motivation for Hanumanji to do so many activities, so many service for the Lord? What did he get at the end? Did he get a kingdom? Was he taken to Vaikuntha? What was that? He did the whole thing. So much he did. Burned the Lanka, brought Sita back, served the Lord always. And the acharyas explained that all he got was a hug. The Lord embraced him, one alingana. That's all. But that alingana, in that alingana, he got everything. How many souls can claim to have an alingana of the Lord? Darshan itself is difficult. Where is the alingana? And Hanumanji got that. So that is the reward for a devotee. That's the highest reward. Devotees get so many rewards. But that's the highest reward. To have association of the Lord. To touch the body of the Lord. You know. So that's why it is recommended that you should touch the body of the devotee of the Lord. You know, that is one way of serving. And that's, of course, the best is to massage his feet. But yes, even touching the body is very important. So we should always seek. We should always seek something like this in our life, you know. We should not miss any opportunity. Okay? So let's continue hearing more. Thank you very much.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.